welcome everyone on this call. That you made it. Well, at least in my part of the world, it's summertime. In other parts of the world, it's still winter, but nevertheless, we're all here. So, minutes and actions. As you saw, minutes were distributed, and we haven't received any comments. Bart just sent an update on action items. So, now, any questions about that? If no, we can move forward. So we haven't had any inter-meeting council decisions. However, I'd like to thank all of you who responded to my question about an extra unscheduled previously extra council meeting in August. Everyone who responded were in favor, so we will have another meeting in August. We will send more invitees a little bit later, but I think it's really very great to have this meeting, because otherwise it's with only one meeting in September, it could be quite tricky. Ben, could you mute, please? I think it's your line.
Hi, Katrina, this is Ching. Yeah, I'm muting.
Ching, I see Ben's mic in Adobe being active, so I assume it might be Ben too, but maybe not. Okay, next we have on our agenda appointments, agenda item number 4. We have Vadim Mikhailov from .su. He asked to join the PDP working group, and since .su is one of the country codes that is not assigned to a country at the moment, it is assigned to a country, but kind of non-existing country. It represents an existing country, so I think he's really interested to join the group, and so the council is asked to appoint Vadim Mikhailov as member of the PDP working group in retirement. So may I ask for a move? Apparently I have to do that. Yes, no, Alejandra and Dr. Peter, you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. I don't know if it's a question or something that I'm wondering out loud. What in center we often face is that when members join and friends in the job, they're trying to solve a specific issue. Can we avoid that this working group turns into a discussion on .su, where it is obviously a key example in the issue that we're trying to solve in the future, and therefore the contribution would be more than welcome and very valuable. Are we worried or concerned that this might turn into an exercise with something specific at stake, and therefore maybe not leading to an overall solution that is more strict than just solving this one problem?
Okay, thank you. Peter, Bart, I see your hand up.
Yes, just Peter, I understand what you're saying, and the issue is, if you would look at the IANA database, .su is still registered and is, or not still, but is listed as a ccTLD manager. And as such, we didn't make any exceptions under the, the charter itself for specific members who are with respect to the decision making. So doing this on the fly is probably not a good idea. At the same time, you could ask, to show some, what's the word, to contain themselves when it comes to voting. But that's a matter of internal, that's an internal matter for the working group.
Thank you, Bart. Nigel, please. And Peter, if you don't have a question, please lower it.
Yeah, I basically what I said in the chat, I'm confident that we're experienced enough to work around after all. I think a lot of the members in the previous working groups had, should we say, very specific viewpoints in the past, and we came with a very good and unanimous outcome to both of those. So I think we'll do okay. I'm very happy to have him on board.
Thank you very much. So, Nigel, please lower your hand as well. Can I ask for a vote? Who is against? Anyone abstaining?
Hello?
Yes, so, hello?
This is Yangam Lee.
Yes, Yangam, please.
Y-O-U-N-G-E-U-M. Thank you.
Sorry, I couldn't hear what you were saying. Yangam, could you repeat, please? Okay, Peter, please. Okay, Peter changed his mind. I assume that everybody is in favor. Thank you. Let's move forward. Progress on the NOMCOM appointment. As you know, York's term ends, and he's not eligible for re-selection, reappointment. So we run a call for volunteers. It's closing. Oh, it's not closed yet. It's closing. And here we have three names, but there's one more. So in fact, we have four candidates, and we will have to run this selection process online via email. So you will be asked to evaluate all the candidates and select one. Nigel, you have a question.
Yes, yes, you can. I can see the microphone glowing now. I don't think that we can spend too much time on this meeting because the technical deadline for applications has not yet closed. I have kind of noticed that there are at least one application which doesn't really include the necessary background motivation letter that we're going to need if we're going to consider a candidate. So all I can say to colleagues is that when we evaluate on the basis of information that's supplied to us within procedures. Maybe we're going to need a call to discuss this before we take votes. What do you guys think?
Bart, I see your hand up. Any comments?
Yes, this item was included on the agenda just to allude you to the upcoming vote. As soon as the term has ended, or the nomination period has ended, we will send you all the material we've received, and some nominees have more material than others, but then you have the time to prepare. So this is more a heads up than anything else.
Yes, thank you, Bart. One more point. We need to appoint to submit the name of our delegate or how to call the person. By 15th August, which means that as soon as the call closes and Secretariat summarizes and sends out our information, so we'll have at least a week to evaluate applications that we have received. Yes, this will be a vote by email. I'm not sure we can have another call. It might not be workable. But if the council wants a call, yes, we can always set up one. This is not a problem. Any more comments, questions regarding this item? I see conversation in the chat window. Okay, next one. This is the seat and so is decisional participant update. We can, Stephen, may we ask you to give us a brief update as our representative on the ETA?
Yeah, I can. Good evening, everybody. We got two updates for you today. One is an update on the outstanding approval action notice, and the other is an update on the three outstanding rejection action board notice. I'll start with the latter. The rejection action petition period closed earlier this week for the three outstanding board notices without any formal file by any ACSOs. As a result, earlier this week, I transmitted a letter as the ECA head to ICANN Corporate Secretary and said we're closing this one out, and I copied you guys on the correspondence. As a result of the termination, ICANN is back up and running at full force. It was under a 10% expense reduction. So the ICANN
Stephen, this is Bart. Could you speak up a little bit, please? If you look at the chat, people can hardly hear you.
Ah, I see that. The ICANN FY 2018 budget's now been finalized. The operating plan's been finalized. The IANA budget has been finalized. And the update to the ICANN five-year operating plan has been finalized. So everything is now in place for FY 18. With regards to the approval action for the fundamental bylaw change that Chris proposed that we discussed in the public forum in Johannesburg, the ASO has formally notified both the ECA and ICANN that they are in support. The GNSO has also formally notified ICANN and the ECA that they are in support of the fundamental bylaw change. The CCNSO has voted in favor but has not yet finalized their decision per CCNSO decision-making rules, and we are coming down to the wire with regards to getting correspondence from the CCNSO that would take this over the top because it requires at least three yes votes and no more than two no votes. As of this moment, the ECA has not heard from either ALAC or GAC with regards to their potential decision with regards to that fundamental bylaw change. So that's where we stand on that. The approval period expires tomorrow morning. I believe it's at 6:59 UTC. And the seven-day review period of the CCNSO Council decision, if I understand things, expires at midnight UTC tonight. So this leaves our esteemed chair about 5 hours to 6 hours to get a letter off to us. So that's where we stand on that. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Are there any questions? If no, let's move to our next agenda item. It's, Stephen?
If I could add one last little tidbit on this, I think this is going to be it for empowered community administration activities for quite some time to come. unless ACSO has got a big itch to start spilling board members or something like that. So I think we will be winding down, rolling down the shutter and putting out the close for the season sign shortly. So that's it for that.
Okay, thank you very much. That's it. Excellent. Next agenda item then. It's about the CSC charter review. On Monday, Bart sent the final result or the proposal from the group. We had Abdallah, Martin Boyle, and some others on this group. So they worked and prepared terms of the review, the upcoming CSC charter review. And we'll have to share them with our RISG. I hope you had time to look at the document. But anyway, I've lost Bart. Bart, could you give a brief summary of terms of reference?
Yes, it's fairly simple. It's along the lines that Abdallah and I briefed you before. Say it includes, say probably the main points are that, say, the scope of the review is limited just to the CSC charter itself. It makes very clear that the effectiveness of the CSC and or how it performs its oversight on PTI is out of scope. So that was important to establish. It allows the review team to make suggestions to future reviews. That is important probably given, say, some of the unclarities in the charter and the the difference in language between the charter and the IANA naming functions contract and the bylaw language. So to resolve this, and as I said, the most important part is effectively say that the draft is proposed that the small group continues its work. The liaison of the CSC is included, and if PTI wants to, at some point PTI should appoint a liaison as well, although the name has not been included yet. That's in the background. Further, say the schedule to start the review is included in the terms of reference, and the method, say it's going to be very lightweight, and particularly driven by the CSC itself. These are more or less, yeah, that's the headlines, and it's along the lines as you've been briefed and the community has been briefed in Johannesburg. That's all, Katrina.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bart. Are there any questions, comments? Byron, I think that everybody would love to hear what you have to say about the document. Have anything to say? As you can see,
sorry
we have
that.
A draft decision in front of us. Yeah?
Yeah, sorry about that. I was just on mute. I don't have a lot to add from what Bart just said. However, if there are any questions in specific that people had or are thinking about in general or in specific to this, I'd be happy to answer any that I can, if there are any.
Yep. Well, apparently none. Thank you, Byron.
Okay.
So, may I ask? Yes. Thank you. So, may I ask for a move on this? So anyone would like to move? Oh, yeah. Okay,
I will.
Alexandra,
Byron,
thank
I'll
you.
Move it. I'll second it, Byron.
Yeah. Okay, Byron. second. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Byron. Okay. Great. So. Any questions? If not, we have a decision in front of us. So we basically adopt the terms of reference for the review, and we finally ask Abdallah and Martin to remain members of the review team, and the chair is requested to inform the RISG. So, if there are no further discussions around this, may I ask for the vote? Anyone against? Nigel, that's is it your vote against, or Yangam, you still have?
Well, if you heard that, I said that was a vote to agree.
Okay, that was a vote to agree. So, anyone abstains? Okay, if not, then adopted unanimously. So thank you. Let's move to the next agenda item, and we have it, we've had it on our agenda for several meetings, and I think we've had great discussions, and we heard a lot from Annabeth. She briefed us fully on everything that's happening. We have the final report, we have summaries and everything. So basically, now we have to decide what to do. And basically, we have four options. One is to reject recommendations, which means that working group would effectively continue its work. So we ask the working group to come up with some clear direction on how to resolve the issue. However, as you remember, Annabeth stressed that several times before, apparently this group is not able to come up with any real suggestion and way out of the situation. So probably option one is not the best one. Then we can defer the decision until there's more clarity on how we're going to proceed with the follow-up work. Option three, we adopt the report and request our members to provide advice on next steps. And the last one is that we adopt the report and do nothing but just wait for some feedback or some actions from other communities. Okay, there may be some more options. These are the four that we have at the moment. Before we move forward, may I ask our liaison, Ben, our liaison to the GNSO Council, Ben, to brief us and give us more information about what's going on at the GNSO Council base.
Okay, thank you, Katrina. Last Thursday, the GNSO Council had its meeting, and when discussing this issue, they were talking about going in the general direction of creating a PDP process for the matter, because they felt this was the best way to deal with this issue in the way that the PDPs are structured. They also felt that there's an existing PDP that is relevant, which is the new GTLD, subsequent procedures PDP, that this issue would probably be best there, because this is what's going to affect, it's going to affect the next round of new GTLDs. In their discussions, someone was wondering, well, what does the CCNSO position on this. They just thought that, that it would be helpful if they had an idea, perhaps not a hard idea, but a general idea where the CCNSO wanted to go, so that this would help them in drafting a resolution which would be perhaps a bit more acceptable to a broader community than just the GNSO. So I basically told them I would come here and then I will go back to them if that's what you wish, or someone from the council can discuss this with relevant people from the GNSO.
Yes, thank you very much, Ben, for this update. Are there any questions to Ben or some comments about this issue? Basically, at this point, the city council is waiting for some feedback from us. And Yangon, please.
Yes, this is Yangon. I'm sorry.
Yangon?
Yes, this is Yangon. Can you hear me? This is Yangon. Can you hear me?
Well, we can hear you, but it's very difficult to understand.
Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. This is an issue that I think we still need to be involved in, but as I think NFF seems to be suggesting that we close this working group, but that we try to find another way to move forward. The public forum in Johannesburg actually, I think, highlighted the various differences of the different communities, and so GNSO can do whatever they want, but I think GNSO at least would need to try to cooperate with the GAC on this matter. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Yangam. Please don't forget to lower your hand. Any other comments, suggestions? So which option do you prefer? Yeah, well, apparently, we would definitely like to participate actively in the process, in the discussions, and we would like to have some influence on the outcome of the document, of the framework proposal. Yes?
Thank you, Katrina. I think that when it comes to the country and territory names, I would make a plea for option 3 to adopt the final report, yes, because that's practically the only sensible option. But go for 3 and request our CCNSO point members to provide us advice on the next steps, because if I understood correctly what Ben was trying to say, GNSO is looking for a bit our side to know in which position we are, potentially to try as much as they can to take into account our position, and so to have a better and bigger support for what they are trying to do, and potentially try to isolate GAC, who is by far causing the most troubles for the direction GNSO wants to go in. So I think it's very critical that within the CCNSO, we have a clear mindset of what our members are thinking about this. If there is no general consensus, and then CCNSO Council can note that action and take that into account. But if there is a kind of majority for a kind of direction of travel, then I think we better keep that in mind. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much, Peter. So first, I think we all agree that so we adopt the final paper. Second, we close the working group, but we ask the our members on this working group to remain and participate in the future work and provide us with some guidance what could be done from the CNSO side. So my understanding is that GNSO is looking into its working track 5, I think, yes. So create a separate working track for discussions on around these particular issues. And, well, my understanding from discussions with some community members in Johannesburg that this path seems acceptable to TLD. Do you have any views on that? Okay, I don't see any. So, what do you think about the draft resolution you see in front of you? So we adopt the paper. We support recommendations 1, 2, and 4. And then we have we request our appointed members to this cross-community working group on the use of country and territory names to keep abreast of the developments and advise us on the next steps. Of course, we thank and congratulate the working group, and in particular, we thank our members and especially a co-chair, Annabeth. So, may I ask for a mover? Byron moves. Stephen, sorry, too late, apparently second. Hey, may I ask for a vote then? Maybe somebody wants to say something. If not, then may I ask for a vote? So anyone against? Anyone abstain? Okay, if not, then everyone apparently in favor. So thank you very much. Let's move forward then. Next one was about the letter to the board. As you remember, some time ago we discussed it, actually, question now is, should we do something? Should we request that ICANN board extend the current rule in the applicant guidebook, or do anything else? Well, this recommendation was adopted in 2014, some time ago, almost 3 years. We did not do anything. We did not write a letter because we were waiting for an outcome of the work of this working group. So the question is, what we do now? We have a draft resolution in front of us. So the recommendation was that continue to work on the use of country and territory names, and was discussed and supported. Also included recommendation of the working group. Yeah, so interest of the CCTLD community in future efforts needs to be ensured, and apparently at this point we decide not to send. Ben, your mic looks active. May I ask you to mute? Thank you. So the proposal, the draft resolution proposes that we still don't send a letter. Any other ideas, any other considerations, comments? No? Okay, I see Stephen in the chat window proposes to send a letter. Well, at this point, it's not entirely clear what to write in that letter, but Stephen, if you have any ideas... well, still it's not clear about the... well. The community still discusses the format for future work. Do you think that we should send a letter? What do you think we should write in that letter? In Abibu, I see both of you agree to send a letter. Taking into consideration the fact that the situation is still unclear and it's still under duration, still under discussion, what do you think we should write in the letter, and basically why should we send the letter? What is the main aim to send the letter?
Just to keep our finger in the pie as it cools. We don't want them to think we've walked away from it. That's all I'm trying to say there with that. It's still an outstanding issue for us, and I feel we might want to remind them of that.
Okay, so you think instead of reaching out to the GNSO Council and trying to find common ground, we should start by pushing the board?
Actually, I would do both. I would drop something on the board to let them know that this issue has not gone quiet with us, but I think given from what Ben reported back to us that the GNSO is actively seeking input from, I think we really should try to come up with some meaningful input to give them, basically. But I think we should also keep the board on notice.
Okay. So if we decide that we need to write the letter, then we will need some drafting team and some drafts, basically, to distribute to other councillors, and then so we can see and decide. Actually, if we go this way, then probably maybe we could have this drafting team and the draft ready by... our call in August so that we could discuss the letter online, well, during the call, and decide on the final wording of this. So that's one way. So another way is that we keep with the draft resolution, and we decide defer the decision whether to send a letter until later. So, two options now we have, and now we have to decide. So, in the chat window. We have suggestions, first to send a letter, then in the letter we ask the board to maintain the status quo until the community reaches some agreement. Bart suggested to revisit the letter in during our August meeting, probably when the future path is more clear than it is now, and after probably some discussions we have with the GNSO Council. Stephen agreed, and Bart, I think, has a really reasonable suggestion to include Annabeth and our members to the working group to this discussion. Bart, I see you can you want to add something.
Yes, I think, having, both options on the table in at the August meeting, it will be a better informed discussion as right now. Say, the reason for including it the way we've done is because, this goes back to the, and will set a tone, because it also will involve the GAC at some point, because it's going back to the whole, which you can read, the whole exchange of letters with the board, which is documented in the final report, on the final paper extensively. So that was one of the reasons for suggesting not to send it right now, because it will put some, it will put a quite a marker on the discussions around the use of country and territory names.
Thank you, Bart. So we have a third decision, third proposal to defer the decision to the next meeting in August. So, 3-1, we send letter. Decide to send a letter. Second, we decide to defer the decision whether to send a letter until something. And the third one is we defer the decision regarding the letter until our next call in August. So basically, we don't decide anything now. We just defer this agenda item to the next call. Yeah, good question. How to vote now, Bart?
So I would suggest this is a friendly amendment of the draft resolution, that you defer the decision to the August meeting, but at the same time you ask the secretary to organize drafting of a letter, including the CC&SO appointed members and Annabeth, if they are available, and councillors who are interested. So you have the two options in front of you at the August meeting.
Okay, it sounds very good to me. And I see Youngham also agrees. And Nigel agrees. And okay, so that you don't type this proposal. So, anyone against? Okay, nobody against. Anyone abstaining? No. So, everyone is in favor of the resolution with a friendly amendment that. So we defer the decision to August meeting, but we ask the secretariat to invite our members and our special co-chair, Annabeth, to participate in the discussion, and probably already have some drafts for the council to discuss during our next council call. Okay, thank you. So that was... that was a discussion, very nice discussion, and, well, decision. Next agenda item, it's on EPSRP. As you remember for the last time, our working party, HERO and WAFA, prepared a document response to the board's questions they had in their letter, and they were submitted to ESSEC working party, and they reviewed the document and had some amendments sent them. They were discussed during the meeting in Johannesburg, the face-to-face meeting, and sent to Hero and Wafa. Hero and Wafa reviewed the proposed edits, agreed with them, sent them back. Currently, we haven't received any feedback, but from the process point of view, it would be now we would need the ESSEC to review the document, and when they the full ESSEC, and when they agree, so then we can also proceed with our decision. So that's a short update on EPSRP. PDP progress reports. So Nigel, as a chair of the PDP working group, may I ask you to brief us on recent developments?
Well, as you probably know, we had a face-to-face at the ICANN meeting, and subsequent to that, we had a very productive full meeting, actually not that long ago, just earlier today. And I'm pleased to report that things are going very well, and that we have a very optimistic view of this. I don't know how long it's going to take, but we're starting to get ourselves organized and to agree rules of engagement and so on. If anyone has any specific questions, I'm happy to ask, answer. You do the ask. And otherwise, we're off to the races, as we say.
Okay, thank you very much, Nigel. Are there any questions? Well, some people who were present at the face-to-face meeting you just mentioned, they spoke very highly of YAP's presentation. It was very informative and interesting, and some proposed that we could have this presentation during one of the CISNESO meeting day sessions. What would you think of that?
If you're asking me, I just tick my agree. Yes. Hello. Microphone. Yeah.
Thank you. So we could probably ask Jaap to. Yep. Okay. Thank you. So that's good. Let's move forward. The meeting we have in Abu Dhabi. At first, that was, now we're reviewing ICANN 59, at least from, Nigel, is your hand up? You want to say something, or it's just the old hand? Okay, that's hand. Well, at least for me and for GRC Guidelines Review Committee, that was a very, very good meeting. So GRC got some guidance and some feedback from the community on Approval Act and some insight on how to move forward with rejection action. We organized three cross-communities, and that was too much, a lot of work for to do that. So realized probably next time we shouldn't aim so high and go with a smaller number of meetings that we, the sessions that we organized. Speaking about the ICANN 60 meeting schedule, as you saw, Alejandro already sent information to the community and asking for if there are any ideas for cross-community sessions. So the window to submit proposals for cross-community sessions closing tomorrow. And next week, so-called community leaders will start discussing these sessions and we'll try to select, discuss them and with the aim to select the most interesting proposals. So, with that, maybe I will give floor to Alejandro. Anything you'd like to add regarding ICANN 59 or ICANN 60? I know that tomorrow there's a call for meetings program, a working group, and they will try to summarize some feedback we received after the meeting. And something we'll start planning for the next meeting. But maybe, Alejandro, you would like to say something, share with the council now already.
Yes, thank you, Katrina. We, in fact, are having our first meeting tomorrow, but and we were currently going through the evaluation of the satisfaction survey. I've shared the link with you in the chat window, so you can see what the input was provided. And we are also currently drafting the block schedule and the agenda for ICANN 60. If I could please share with you quickly how the block schedule is drafted right now, it will be very nice. Thank you, Ria. So as you can see, this is an annual general meeting. It's 7 days long. It goes from Saturday, 28th of October, to Friday, 3 of November. You can zoom in into the details because the letter is a little small. So we don't have anything planned for Saturday, so our day starts on Sunday with a working group session. Also, there's a prep meeting for the council on Saturday as a lunch. And it's a joint meeting with ALAC at the end of the day. On Monday, Tech Day is scheduled to be there. Oh, thank you very much for zooming in. And also, this is a draft proposal from the ICANN meeting team to start the meeting a little unusual. As you can see, the opening ceremony is on Monday, but at the end of the day. And we start with cross-community topics and public forum in between. This is still just a proposal. We will know more next week if this will remain like this or not. And we have scheduled a joint meeting with the GNSO Council on that day too. And at the end of the day, it's the gala from the local host. Now, our meeting days will be Tuesday and Wednesday. On Tuesday, the highlight is that we have a little clash between our CCNSO cocktail and a pre-arranged Steve Crocker farewell and toast. We don't know if this is a fixed event yet, but we will find out more soon. On Wednesday, it's our members' meeting day, and there are two slots. If we could move a little bit to the... Thank you very much. And there is a potential CCNSO Council meeting at the end of the day on Wednesday, but we need to take into consideration that there are two potential cross-community slots on that same day. So we don't know if we can actually do that or not yet, but we have plans for that. On the other hand, thinking we cannot do that on Wednesday. There's Thursday. There's the annual general meeting at the start of the day, so we cannot have our meeting right in the first block, but afterwards we could have our council meeting there. And at the end of Thursday, it's the public forum part two. And Friday, it's left for other sessions. So our relevant days are from Monday to Thursday. And also, we have a draft agenda that we are building on, and we are going to discuss tomorrow with the working group. So later, we will send it to you so you can have a look, and we will take into consideration any comments or suggestions you may have. And I'm pleased to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Alejandra. So this is just a draft, really draft at the moment. It might happen that we will need to move Cisnes or Cocktail to Wednesday because, well, probably it wouldn't be good to have it at the same time as Steve Crocker's farewell party. Just not very polite, really. As you can see, we try to keep the Cisnes-related meetings very condensed, as you requested. As you can see on Monday, again, there are some cross-community topics. At first, we were told that they are supposed to be non-conflicted, meaning that we would not be allowed to schedule anything in parallel. But when we started objecting, it turned out that they are not as non-conflicting as that may seem. So we may schedule something in parallel. Yeah, and something that we need to discuss, whether we have a meeting. We go back to our usual Wednesday afternoon meeting for Cisnes Council or move it to Thursday. Yeah, this is... Again, everything may change, but currently we are aiming for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, possibly Thursday morning. So any questions, any comments around this? Alejandra?
Just a little thing that I forgot to mention that you... asked before if we had any cross-community proposals for these meetings, none were submitted to this date.
Yes, okay, thank you. Yeah. Okay, if there are no questions, or this is, yes, Stephen.
You see my two comments in chat regarding deconflicting the PDP working group from the AGM on Thursday. And when in the CCWG-related meeting looking at being scheduled for. Thank you.
Well, it's still in the progress. I don't think that anyone can answer this question now. About the CCWG meeting, at least. About the PDP working group, as you could see, Bart's response, it's possible to move it, but then to block three, because everything is blocked. Nowadays, everything is, you know, we have to think in block terms. As Alejandro already mentioned, more clarity is very relative when we speak about ICANN and ICANN meeting planning. But anyway, we hope to have more clarity next week. Yes, Stephen?
I'm just curious why the PDP working group is at the end of the meeting rather than the beginning of the meeting. I really don't have an issue one way or the other with it. I'm just kind of curious about that. There is an explanation.
I think this is just a draft, a proposal, but I don't think it has been discussed yet. So, it's, Bart, please.
Yes, it was more the PDP working group follows a little bit the timing, et cetera, of the FOI, and to ensure that, for example, GEC members and others who are also participating can participate if they want to. And, the best chance is, say, based on experience, is Thursday morning or Thursdays before the... because otherwise you run into the GAC meetings and the GNSO meetings and ALEC meetings themselves. So by this time you have the biggest chance to have others involved.
Yeah, thank you, Bart. So if no more questions about this block schedule draft, then let's move forward. And that's we have updates, CSC and RZERC updates. CSC updates, Byron, anything you'd like to say?
Sure. We had a couple of meetings actually this week on Monday. One is a subcommittee of the CSC, which is working on the remedial action procedures processes, where we're definitely making some good progress there in terms of having a straw man and working through the various documents that we have available to us, from the bylaws to the work of the working group, CCWG, et cetera, and trying to take all of those documents and the examples that they used and the various requirements that are contained within them, map them to a process and as a starting point, and then work through what would be the best potential course of action for the remedial action procedures process. So that work is ongoing, and we're deep into it. In terms of the more day-to-day monthly reporting work, last month was the first time that PTI or the ANA functions met all of the 63 SLA requirements 100%. So since we have started monitoring them last October, this was the first month where they actually met everything. 100%. So that was a good milestone. Now, that being said, over the course of the past 10 months or 9 months, they have always been in the mid to high 90 percentile range. So they have been doing well along the way, but this was the first month they achieved 100%. So something of a milestone there. Otherwise, we continue to work on some of the basic other basic requirements of the CSC, working towards improving the survey and sort of review of PTI function that we as TLD operators have the opportunity to provide feedback to. So as I mentioned in Johannesburg, we'll certainly be encouraging everybody in our community who's willing to participate in that survey so that we can highlight anything that we think needs improvement, but perhaps also recognize things that are going well that we can get more of. So we're working on that as well. And right now I would say those are the three major components: remedial action procedures processes, the survey process, which will go into field early in the fall, and then the day-to-day reporting where they had their first 100%. Happy to answer any questions if there are any.
Thank you very much. Looks like we have employees of the month.
Yeah, gold star
for Elise
and her team this month.
Thank you. Any questions? If no, let's move forward to council updates, and I will speed it up. Anyone would like to update? Anyone under agenda item number 12? Please raise your hand. Bart?
Yeah, just one point. As hopefully by the next meeting, the council meetings will be scribed live as an experiment together with the PDP working group. Say for a couple of months, as I said, as a pilot, and probably some of you and say the secretary will be asked to review whether it does add value to the work of council. Just wanted to make you aware of this. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bart. Looking forward. Stephen?
Hi, thank you. I hope you can hear me better. As you know, at the last face-to-face meeting, I volunteered to be one of the CCNSO's representatives to the CCWG auction proceeding, what to do with the money committee. And I paid volunteerism with a meeting of said group this past week. My personal preference is, of course, that they do something along the lines of the Scott Trust for the Guardian Observer newspapers and just squirrel it away and make ICANN self-funding and insulated from market uncertainties, but that train left the station a long time ago. And they are intent on trying to figure out how to spend it, and I'm still getting my feet wet trying to figure out what they're doing, so I just wanted to give you that quick update. That's all.
Thank you very much. We will have an update on auction proceeds a little bit later in a couple of minutes. If no more updates from the council, let's move to agenda item number 13. It's update from working groups. We already heard plenty of updates from Alejandra. Tomorrow they're going to meet. GRC, already also touched upon some of the issues, but we had a call and this Monday, and we discussed further steps. So we will finalize the approval action guideline. Stephen started working on rejection action guideline, and there are some more guidelines that were put on hold for because of the approval action guideline. But now we're reaching out to those guidelines and again actually expect some new guidelines soon in your mailbox. So that's short. Next one, we have update on the work of the country cross-community working group on auction proceeds. As you know, Qing is our co-chair working group, and as you
is not a valid extension. Reconnecting caller.
Happy to hear that. Somebody is reconnected. I hope it's Qing. We will need Qing in a couple of seconds. So, as you know, unfortunately, Qing's term as a non-appointed councillor comes to an end. And after the meeting in Abu Dhabi, he will step down as the councillor. However, he's our co-chair, appointed by the CCNSO. And again, as you may remember, the plan of the working group is to come up with a final report by the end of the year. And now we have to decide whether we agree to let Qing to finish the work he started. Well, it's not been unheard of. As you remember, Lisa, when she stepped when she left the registry, she still was our person on the cross-community working group, and did a marvelous job. And some other examples when we had some people who probably were not part of the season and so, but they are still doing great job as our representatives on various working groups. So this is something that we need to think of, and with that, I will give the floor to Qing. Qing, are you on the call? Well, if not, apparently he got disconnected.
That noise is coming from Qing's line. We're working on trying to get him with a clear line.
Not sure I understood.
That noise was Qing's line.
Okay.
We're trying to...
Okay, no worries, we're running out, well, we already ran out of time. Peter volunteered to step in case Qing is cannot make it. So, Peter, any brief updates on the work of the working group?
Okay, Katrina. The good news is that this working group has really found the right pace. We have a bi-weekly meetings, and there's a lot of activity going on, and also it is much more specific work compared with the first couple of meetings where everything was rather general. So I can understand Stephen's troubles in getting aligned with all of this, because if you have missed a couple of meetings, it's quite difficult to get into. Because basically what the working group is doing now, it's really leveling out the details of the charter questions. Why? Because this will give us the direction of travel to come up with the interim report. So what is the essence then of that charter questions? Well, it goes about things like, okay, what needs to be done to make sure that the mechanism that could be used for funding is going to be within the scope of ICANN's mission. How should a funding mechanism be worked out? Needed to be a permanent body? Needed to be something that has automatically fade out once the funds are distributed? How should proposals be solicited? Does ICANN or the ICANN community need to control or oversee that? All this kind of stuff. We are tackling this by means of surveys that participants and members of the working group can fill in, and then we look whether there is a consensus or on some specific questions, whether the group goals and all different corners of the room. So that basically is. The work is also on track. So we still think that it should be doable to have a first version of the interim report by the end of the year. And if you're interested, all the relevant material, including the links to the surveys that I mentioned are on the website of the group, and I'm just going to paste the URL in the chat box. That's it for me. Thanks. Happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Peter. That was a very concise and very informative summary. Thank you. And since you're one of the last or first members on this working group, would you support Qing as the co-chair even after term on the council ends?
I'm sorry, Katrina. Were you asking that to me specifically?
Yes, because you've been with the group from the very beginning.
Okay, sorry, I didn't get that. Yes, absolutely. I think that Qing is doing a great job as co-chair. I think he is not only very much involved, but he's also very dedicated to the cause. So if he is willing to continue, I would definitely support him.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So we have support from our old member on this working group. Any other well concerns or questions or supports? Okay, so Stephen also supports Ching remaining our co-chair on this working group and allowing him to finish the work he started so actively. So if there are no objections to that, then I think that yes, he's willing. Yes, he's willing. He's willing to do that because, well, I think he spent a lot of time on that one and would be good to finish it. Yeah, I can understand his willingness to complete the work. So thanks. Apparently, no objections to that. So let's thank Ching for being an active co-chair, active participant of this working group, and representing CCNSO and that working group, and yeah, so support him continuing the work. We'll have liaison updates, or we have written updates. Our liaisons, and the next meeting we'll have next call is on 24th August. We'll decide on the time. Probably it would be good to send out some doodles so that those people who really are going to can join the call so that they can choose which time works best for them. Okay, any other business? Anyone wants to raise anything? If not, then thank you very much for being active participants on the call. With that, the meeting is closed. Thanks, and see you soon online. Don't forget that we'll have to nominate our representative to the NOMCOM, and definitely on the next call. Thank you. Bye.